your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
I'm getting back to the question about the budget that I asked you during the last segment. Is a new budget going to help Mr. and Mrs. America, do you think?
Absolutely not. I don't think it will at all. I think that the Democratic Party has been very focused on political payoffs with financial earmarks and cutouts for their pet projects and for people that will continue to support them. I think it's spending way too much money. I think that we have to cut back on our spending in order to kind of get control of what's been going on. But most importantly, they're going to pass this in the, you know, this lame duck session that will continue to support their interests and put them in a better position politically, not economically, for 2024. So that's the problem. We're having a tough time recovering from what the damage that was done with the economic decisions for the lockdowns. And Republicans, unfortunately, have been cowards in not helping stop this process.
No, they really haven't. Jim, speaking of the Democrats and the Republicans, let's talk a little bit about the failure of the FTX exchange.
Right. So FTX, crypto exchange, touted by all the industry, by all the media, by CNBC, by Cramer, by you name it, everybody did profiles on this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, who was a young, 20-something guy that turned this company in a few years, FTX, into, at the first of this year, over $30 billion in value. Now, it turns out over the last few weeks, and we started tracking this the other night as they were announcing their potential bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Binance is another crypto exchange that was trying to bail them out. But when they looked in the numbers, they looked at the balance sheets, they realized, oh my God, this thing can't be fixed. Well, then it turns out, as you're getting more information out there, that this was absolutely a scam from the beginning with incompetent people, but very closely connected to the Democratic Party. He was, Sam Bankman-Fried, the SBK, they call him, SBF, they call him.
Yeah.
He was donated $37 million in this last cycle, the 2022 midterms, for Democratic donors.
Yep.
And had
big
pledged
number,
over
big number
and pledged over $1 billion for the 2024 elections.
Yeah.
But it turns out that the entire thing was a Ponzi scheme, pulling in money. He was actually shifting money over to a separate company, this Alameda Investment, this hedge fund group that his girlfriend was running. His girlfriend, Caroline Ellison, a mathematician or whatever, but basically no knowledge, no idea how to run a company that was, pulling billions of dollars, feeding off this FTX investment.
Yeah.
And she was losing money. Her father is Glenn Ellison, who's an MIT professor, who's been an advisor to Democratic policymakers, and was a close friend of Gary Gensler, the SEC chairman. So these people are all embedded in the same. These are facts. This is not made up. This is not speculation. They're all in bed with this company that went to $32 billion that was being touted by all the media and all the social media and basically saying how what a wonderful great for crypto. It's now beginning to collapse. It did. I mean, FTX has filed for bankruptcy. There are literally thousands of people that have lost money, but big investment companies, Sequoia Capital, people like Tom Brady, who had tens of millions of dollars invested. We don't even know how much anymore. People like the retirement fund from the Ontario Teachers Union had, I believe, $75 million invested in this company that's now lost. And there's nothing on the books as the guy that did the Enron bankruptcy is now reviewing the books. He's like, there's nothing here. We don't know where anything is. It's a disaster. It's crazy. However, he had poured millions of dollars into Democratic candidates and into this administration and into the different policymakers out there and influenced directly the policymakers. And now the policymakers are saying, well, we've got to regulate crypto. they should have known before. So this is very interesting that how potentially this could have been a setup from the beginning in order to regulate crypto to take the ability for you and I to have our own, cash and move towards a digital currency, which is the direction right now that the federal government's going.
There you go. Jim, we got about 3 minutes left. You wanted to make some comments about recent activities by the FBI.
Yeah, so here we got a regulatory agency and the director, you know, the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, one of the key regulators of our financial system, the key regulator of our financial system, being involved in this indirectly with connections. And all this went on. And then you have things like the FBI and the DOJ. And they, again, are being used for political ends. FTX donates millions to the Democratic candidates to different organizations in order to get votes out, and then you've got the FBI silencing or attacking people to make fraudulent accusations in order to justify their own political agenda. And this is, yesterday was a hearing with Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI. You can look at, I would recommend every listener to watch some of that, some of the hearings, specifically Ron Johnson, and then look a little bit into what happened with him and Josh Hawley, some of the questions that Josh Hawley was answering, senator from Missouri, and of course Rand Paul. But this is what happened, what the FBI did to Ron Johnson. When he was chairman of the committee, Oversight Committee, he and Grassley were actually investigating Hunter Biden. So the Judiciary and the Oversight Committee, Senate, they were investigating Hunter Biden. And the FBI, on August 6, 2020, brought in a special briefing to give them advice that the Russians may be providing disinformation. Then that same – they basically were shooting down the Hunter Lapbook story before they got it, even though the FBI had already had the Hunter Biden laptop for at least almost a year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to get – it's complicated, but bottom line is the FBI was playing games with the media in order to undermine a Senate investigation. And Josh Hawley just slammed Christopher Wray over flying a jet to leave his last Oversight Committee hearing and for asking about whistleblower information. And I'll tell you, it's really, really important stuff for Americans to understand. And, of course, we don't know if we will, because the media – and the information's being censored and silenced and influencing people and really undermining the future of our nation.
I guess the question is, when you say really undermining the future of our nation, to what extent, Jim?
So I know we only got a few seconds left
here. We got 10 seconds.
We're going to talk a little bit about the next segment about what TikTok and social media is doing right now. I think it's shaping people's minds. Algorithms are moving that in order for political power and not in the best interest of the American citizens.
Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.